Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I'm convinced there's nothing out in the world, the big wide world of sin, that I'm missing. I do not lay awake at night thinking, wonder what I'm missing out there. I like where I'm at.
Amen.
I like being in the ministry. I like being married to Phyllis. I like having the church family here. I like where I'm at. I have the sense every day that I'm in the center of the palm of God's hand and plan for me. And that's where I intend to stay the rest of my life till He comes. Because outside of there, it's not anything you want to find out about. Outside of there is curse, death, destruction. How many understand outside of the perfect will of God is not blessing? And a few minutes or a few days of physical pleasure is not worth throwing away soul satisfaction and God being pleased with you and your honor, right? And your fruitfulness and your eternal reward. No. I have a free choice. I could choose to leave God today. But I choose to stay. I said, I choose to stay. I choose to stay with Him forever. That's my choice. How about yours? Well, when we make choices in the earth, does it affect heaven? Does what we choose to permit or not allow, does that affect what heaven allows or doesn't allow? Millions of Christians don't believe this, but I believe Jesus. I believe what He said. And there's evidence. This is not, you know, you don't build a doctrine on one verse of scripture, or we've already seen two out of the mouth of Jesus, but you see it demonstrated in Jesus' life. You see it demonstrated in the book of Acts. We're going to take time. We're going to go to some of these, but I believe it's God's will for us to rule and reign, like He said. We're going to do it through our words, which means we must learn that there are some things we say, no, I don't allow that in my life. I don't allow that in the area that I have control over. Or yes, I do allow this. How many think we ought to be open and say, please God, move in our midst? We allow the Holy Spirit to move in our midst. Oh yeah. Do we allow the Word of God to be preached? Yeah. How many understand there are a lot of people who don't? There are whole nations who don't permit the preaching of the gospel publicly. They don't permit public confession of faith. Well, is it that way in that country? Is the Lord letting it be that way? I said letting it. Is He allowing it? He must be. That's the way it is. Is that His will? Certainly not. But is He allowing it? Why is He allowing it? They have forbidden it in their country. And so He has allowed from heaven what they are allowing in the earth. Hallelujah. Well, let's catch our breath just a minute. I know this may be new to some folks, but it is the Word of God and it is the will of God. And again, don't take my word for it. Don't say, well, I don't know if I agree with what Brother Keith said. It ain't about me and you. It's about you and the Lord. It's about what you do with what He said. Right? Don't make it a me and you issue. Don't make it a you and Faith Life Church issue. It's you and the Lord. You get with Him with the scripture. Say, Lord, tell me what this means. But you know, He always speaks real plain. He says what He means. And He means what He says. Say it out loud once again. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now go with me, if you would, over to the book of Mark and the third chapter, Mark 3. He said, let me read it to you again. Whatever you prohibit on earth is prohibited in heaven. Whatever you allow or permit on earth is allowed or permitted in heaven. We kicked some sacred cows tonight. I'm not concerned about respecting traditions, though. I want to respect the Lord's words. Right? And you know what the problem is? The problem is, like Jesus said, it's just as much that way today as it was when he said it. People have made the word of God of none effect by their traditions. They say, well, no, I don't believe that. You don't believe what? What don't you believe? Well, I just believe that God is sovereign. Now, hold on, whoa. What don't you believe? We just got through reading. What scripture are you quoting now? Jesus said, I'm giving to you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And if two of you on the earth. So I guess this don't work on Jupiter or Mars or. Huh? And this is not for folks already in heaven. This is for where? Two of you on the earth ask as touching anything. As touching anything they ask, it'll be done for them of my Father, which is where? He's in heaven. Can you see what he's saying? Earth and heaven. Earth and heaven. Is there a connection? Does God in heaven just do whatever he wants to, whenever he wants to in the earth, independent of what we decide to do? No. Now in Mark, the third chapter, notice how this operates too. Jesus said, Mark 3:22. Jesus had cast some spirits out of people and they were healed in verse 15. And in verse 22, Mark 3:22, the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebub. Who are they talking about? Jesus. So if they say you're in error and they talk about you, you're in good company. They accused Jesus of being demon possessed. They accused him of being a cult leader and leading people off into error. And if they said that about him, don't be surprised if they say it about you. He has Beelzebub, and by the prince of devils, he cast out devils. And he called them to him. And he said to them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a what? A kingdom. What is a kingdom? A kingdom is the scope and domain and influence of a king. It is the scope wherever he rules. If a kingdom be divided, be what? Divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. Who is the perpetrator of division? Not God. The enemy. How many believe that division is a big tool of the enemy? Is he always trying to divide God's people? Trying to divide husbands and wives? Trying to divide churches? Always trying to split up? Divide, separate. Why? Well, we can see it right here. Why? When something's divided, what happens? It can't stand. It can't continue. That's why the Bible talks about the unity of the faith. We're strong when we're together. Right? I said we're strong when we're together. I mean, the book of Acts, you read, they were in one place. In what? One accord. They were thinking the same things. They were speaking the same things. They were praying the same things. They were believing for the same things. And what we see, great manifestations of God's power. The Holy Ghost filled them. Manifestations, miracles. Is unity a key of this? Is it part of this? Yes. So then what's the enemy going to try to do? One thing is leaders that Phyllis and I and our staff have a responsibility to do is to watch against the wolf trying to splinter, trying to deceive. I had some folk that came the very first week of the church, them and some other people, this was actually happening with several different people at the same time, wanted me to do things certain ways. And I wanted to be open, but to the leading of the Lord, not just people's ideas. And time after time, I had to tell people, no, no. I said it nice. No. No, I'm sorry, but no. No, and some of the same people, I'd tell them repeatedly, no, no, and again, no, no. Finally, one person said, well, surely you're going to let us do this? I said, no, I'm sorry, no. And they all left. But they didn't know what the Lord told me. I had received strict instructions just days before. I wasn't expecting it. But the Lord, I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but in my spirit, real strong, He asked me a question. He said, Keith, if you're always giving in to other people, who's leading this place? Well, He asked me a question. I said, well, it wouldn't be me. He said, if I'd have wanted somebody else to be leading this, I'd have put them here. Amen. And see, it's a tactic of the enemy to get a church or a group or a ministry with 100 different visions going 100 different directions. Yeah. And splintered. And what? Divided. Because if it's divided, it cannot grow. It won't increase. You got everybody doing their own thing. Right? And that's not how we become strong. That's not how we get a job done. Everybody trying to push their own thing. No. Find where God told you to be. Fine. If it's not here, fine. We know we're not the only thing going on. But whatever He told you to do, get in there and hook. And say the same thing. Believe the same thing. Right? How many can see just in a few months, we're all saying, paid in full. Is it happening?
Yes.
Right? Yes. Paid in full. And for months we've been saying, we're taking this word out to the world. We're taking it outside these walls, right? We're going to use these mediums of TV. Is it happening?
Yes.
I mean, we're this close to having our first huge step. It's right here. Right?
Yes.
But you notice we don't get up and tell something different every service. And we don't let somebody else come up and tell their version and their vision something different every time. Right? Everybody say unity. Unity.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Binding and Loosing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001D. That's R-1001D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.